previous generations have experienced will come crashing down on us in a similar way, because economic development here is hardly feasible unless it's exploitation of our resources. So we have to look at other ways in which we are going to be able to make enough income to meet the demands of our community, our shareholders, and our citizens. Well, moving away from the borough government and getting back into ANCSA. As I grew up, the only real government that I knew that existed was either our tribal council, and at that time, a very powerful group, the Mothers Club. They were our policemen here. They kept people straight, and they kept their children straight, and they took care of their houses. They'd go, the Mothers Club group, would go help a needy family in either arranging their home, getting them food, providing spiritual assistance and guidance, and other ways in which they help our community to prosper and grow. Well, when I was a child, were the only real governments that I experienced, because occasionally I had to be before them, or they would be at my folks' house. And later on, when ANCSA was forming, I recall the development of the Arctic Slope Native Association, growing from that group of young people who had been sitting at my parents' house with a map, laying out what was Inupiat territory. If I recall properly, from that emerged the Arctic Slope Native Association. During the 60s, was a very important force throughout our community. It brought our people together, even though they were split by great distances. And it kept our people together up through the land claims. Just prior to the passage of land claims, I also recall that there came into existence the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope. Right after that was the passage of ANCSA. In doing some research, in having been involved with the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope, one day while I was working, I happened to come across some documents. I believe they're still there. I'm not sure if anybody has, other than myself, has ever bothered to look them up. But the documents I was looking at, some came from the Department of Interior. Some were from the, at that time, the newly formed Arctic Slope Regional Corporation and the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope. In basic terms, the content of that information that I came across basically was saying that the secretary of the, after the regional corporation was formed, there was a request, I believe, to the Secretary of the Interior on how to exercise ANCSA, since it was at that point already a law. Well, there was a response incorporated there that if they would get permission from the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope, that ANCSA could be implemented in the North Slope. I guess there was a meeting with the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope council members. Resolutions had been passed by the regional corporation, and a resolution had been passed by the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope requesting the Secretary of the Interior to convey lands to the regional corporation and the village corporations as they were formed. The letter contained information, I believe, authorizing the Secretary of the Interior. This is I'm talking about ICES in this reference. The letter contained authorizing the Secretary of the Interior to grant lands to the regional corporation and to the village corporations. I guess that did take place. The regional corporation exists and has their lands from their selections. The village corporations now exist in the North Slope. They have their lands conveyed to them by the Secretary of the Interior. But I still have a major problem in trying to address that particular question, because in my mind, it's not clear how one tribal government who involved in the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act and also having said no to the Alaska Native Claims settlement that was signed by President Nixon could be effectuated by another tribal entity, because those type of rights of one tribal organization had not been conveyed to the other tribal organization. I'm talking about ASNA and ICAS in their context. If I recall, ASNA was organized with six villages, the native villages that existed during the 1940s. They have their tribal jurisdictions identified there. And those six form the Arctic Slope. But I couldn't see how that making a request or requesting from another tribal entity could take away property rights of another tribal entity. I'm sure you perceive what I'm bringing out here. I hope it can be understood that's why today I feel that even though I work there and I try my best to generate income for the corporation, and looking at their best future, since they also now exist, now I feel that there has been a fraudulent activity which has created much animosity amongst our Inupiat people. This animosity has existed until recently. You see the residues of that animosity emerging during your sessions. I can feel it. I'm sure everybody else can feel it. But it does come out. And it has been one of the most painful mental experiences that the Inupiat people have experienced in the Arctic Slope. From there, when I look at the oil development that is taking place without the consent as described in Title 25. This is dealing with the Indians, an act of Congress. This is the Code of Regulations, Code of Federal Regulations in place at this point. There is language that says that the United States cannot take away the property of a tribe without its consent. And if it does, it must compensate for that taking. Well, I feel that creating ANCSA and looking at only at ANCSA has created a problem for us in that there has been a taking of our people's land, but there has not been any compensation. In fact, there has been more of a demoralization of our entire Inupiat community as a result of this. There is a lot of hard feelings which still persist. Our people, in many cases, feel that they never gave up rights that led to the creation of ANCSA corporations in the Arctic slope. That is a persistent feeling even today. And so, in looking at how our corporations are doing now, in our case, in the Arctic slope, the corporations have been fighting in downhill battle. They may feel that they are winning an uphill battle, but in the long run, when you look at it, because of the damage that has been done, corporation versus corporation, tribal members versus corporations, corporations and tribal members versus state governments, and now against state and federal governments. There remains an unanswered question here of what is going to happen to us in our future. Our children who were born after December 18, 1971 have not inherited any rights under ANCSA. In fact, that law claims to extinguish any rights they may have in the future. It claims to extinguish any rights which we have at the present time. So the kind of damage that is going on amongst my own people against each other does emerge when they meet. They're fighting against each other. One at times claiming to know more than the other. One claiming to be sovereign. But when you look at the total package, money has spoken over above all of those. And that money is being used against them. You see the oil lease sales taking place in areas where our people have deep, sacred, ancestral feelings. Well, oil development in the Arctic is destroying those feelings quite rapidly. You can see it in the loss of language that our younger generations are now experiencing. It's visible in the way our school children living today have a I don't care attitude. Why should we learn? What's the future of learning? you see a generation camps developing where there never used to be any, and language barriers developing between grandparents, parents, and grandchildren. That is quite evident. All you have to do is approach one of our families. You'll find the eldest who may speak only Inupiaq, and on the other hand, their grandchildren speaking only English. So we are presently in the Arctic slope experiencing a very different form of a degeneration of our society, both physically, mentally, economically, spiritually, and culturally. The damage is evident. You just have to look at. Looking at the way our corporations are operating today, there is a lot of mistrust in the way, in the people operating the corporations against their own shareholder members. There's a lot of deep hurt feelings that dominate the way our corporations are working. That's in a social sense. But I think they try to work together when it comes to economic issues, because there they are facing a very hard future, which is very unsure, especially in the Arctic slope. It seems that everything that our people have strived for has been violated, degenerated in one form or another. And it is a very costly one to us. The federal government, in violating their trust responsibility to the Inupiaq people, have, I think, created the largest cause of the damage. And I would certainly hope that they would have some type of a conscience to help us rectify that problem, because it hurts. I think I'll stop here for now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brower. Well, would anyone else like to make a presentation this evening who can't come tomorrow? Yes, please, ma'am.
Irene Itak in a pair of Mali, Mani or carving in your work longer. And in a long at a money or carving day. I see now. Lizzie Marigali Alang Oktak, Tamana, a coupang moon, Belmonga, Maclectun, Maclectun in me, a coupang moon, Alang Pangalok. I see now in a pair. Inupiaq siwuninga napatigisiyong ilipsinu takawruwati. Uba, paniwala kali kuya nakagag ko pag iglaw din mga, kakaw din mga. At siwa utakiliwruwak suli kuya nakamigliw. At si napatigisiyong tam na inupiaq tayo utiksi. ini perkhidmatan yang wujud. Orang ini perkhidmatan yang wujud inasi yang wujud. Ini perkhidmatan ini perkhidmatan kalau ni ille. Ina makili ini perkhidmatan ini perkhidmatan kalau ni. Ini perkhidmatan sebenarnya nama wujud. Ini perkhidmatan Asyung itu yang napa kata kenyang itu, agaklah nu ini pelagulunga, ini ulunga apa? Tapi dengan cibun yang lu ini pelagulu semakin dicipang mempengaruh tak awal sih. Ina untuk kena sih, aku nalar ninggal waktu tu siapa? Oka kemana? Aci di nalar ninggal waktu ngaluba. Sabi ngin miunga tat pamani pamani utuk kanani pimmata kanuki imma uwannin usamatul kaktuak takanung ukareang niaktuk inna isumabulunga asinu batamna iluak ludi hiranga ibakalugo pakat kufciung tamna kabamau ni hirakci Iluang aninga, tamna wa ayare, tamna iluang aninga, tamna liwa iluang at pagkaluari ka. Ati niya, ubagod, utok kanagurwagod, sungin matut pang mapag-ilinga buluta. Suwangatawin matun ilinga buluta. Suwangatawin kurawasong nakaluak tutuwa, aglaan. Suwangatawin matun ilinga buluting. Nutang awalusi, makin lusi inyupiang awalusi, ilipsi, sama tigisiung tamna anguyau tigisiung, makuam makhluk turut, sama tuan mi aningaruat, pisigelugit, nunait cuat, suit cuat, lan klaim git cuat, pisigelugit tamat kuat, nagliksang niak tuat, tamna lan klaim si tamat kuat tu niupsi. Kanuk tiyem inyuniak patutalo, makhlek tuwod pirupta, pirupti. Tema, kahatip na tam na, nung nagpasuli, napapkak pa ako pang mapang, tiyemo nga aglan, tiyemo nga inyak doon. Kapsin niya ukinyak doon, 10 years ukinyak pa. 10 years tuli, utakip kakpati, kuya nakayak meyo. Ilahat sa mga ruham, Nunamik suli inyo kutanik sa mga ruwam. At suing ruwam supayanik. At sin, suang nga tayo tsukod umabtiktok rin niya. Ilan ni, sikilikigalwak to ni. Apikil lang naktok, notkalaklo ni. Ina 1 minute, notkalaklo ni. Sikakiyak silo nga, kating ikayong nga. Tabra, 1 minute tu ni apa kelak tu ni tabra, acu suruk, suangan mereka acu suruk, timi suangan limat, waktu dia lu tena, timi suangan limatun, ili lu, acu ni apa, suangan dihulap sini le, kapengah sah sini aku lu si, kalung ali, kapengah sah aku lu si, kapengah sah sini aku lu si, nak tua kalau aku mah, kagak lu nuk. Radio ko nalak to ang loha kama. Radio mi kakak to ni. Ina iglo mi sukpaluk tang ito ni nalak to yung nalakak to. Apa ni sumikakal lang mi. Nalak to ang loha kama liwa. Kisa ma kasulik po nga. Ilan ni sapwa. Pilikak tin chumin ako na kaan nga. Ina isumulo nga. Panira kama kapingasak te ka loha nga. Mam, salumatyo din, inak te kaluha nga. Salumay niya ka, sugingit kika. Kanuki, salumay kaluha, salumatyo akalo, salumaro akalo. Sabak tipta, atibulugo, sabak katigot, pang mapakinya katigot. At sinyo ba, kapingasapi akatakap sige, tapo luminga, iluha ka na kailawa, tigot kubulugo. Pinyaluksin niya nga akalugo, uugtua ko lugo, uugtua ko lugo, atipilugo. Ina, ukunungan nukitak doon nun, Mother's Club is a good man, Mrs. Christ is a good karma to go talk to Christ Arnata. Tabula Taburani is a good thing I look, Chiralier name of a lock to good, Archin. Who would Mechlect you up, Mechlect to in your work, Timata? Chiralier name are next to Willingly Uvanga. Taburani. Chiralier name are next to Willow Lama. Ilan is Chiralier not ticking Milacto, Cacchim not ticking Milacto. Sukrainik, nakikrainik tikin milaktok. Tema munakripta, kain milakaya sukun, nakikrak, nalunak tua mimma munakripta. Maunganu naglaan munakripta, tikisin nga magatikot, nagliksanik atokaluallaan temang nga. At siin, tam na ukakanikali anik siutangit kaluaktin lugo. Uwasili una, Nagliksak luta ilan ni inyong luta. Nagliksak na atulan. Kaya nalito sa aligit siya ko din ma, kaya sa makaniwral lapta. Imagok niya paniwral ang uyak siya. At kaya uyak siya ko kin ma. Imagok iglawak siya. Tinguti kong awlak to. Tabula, upinakilam, naumisang mawagot, upinakilam ipimarugot. Tinguti kong awlak to ko sa ma. Ilan mesti wakim, nama sama ukir me kilo kak tak tu ngawa. Ukir mesti sama, tapi ni sekarang ni orang tu kreatif mak tu ni, dia penyurat kalak tinggal tu gal. Asli tu bula angajulak cipta, in nagati tu, kiguok cuma magluta, angajuta. In magu ukir ikhlas tu, sama gu kat tahrong ni agat utkaya. Tabula pelakaut ngaru tabula ni. Cuma mikuni ikumarua mik ikumarua gingaru. Mangaruak tun ilingaru kemot kerabik. Tema tena inurak niak tulu ta. Kuliurak puk ikislugo inna patikurak. Imasutak tenek cibu kima. Ilurap tine. Tabula kan mati luk tokatigo. Kan mak simarasi. Ima kuliura kami kuliura ikin urak tak puk pati kurak. Ima susah lunuk. Tapi lah kami begik puk. Tapi lah ni tena inyo ni alap tak susah lugu. Utik tulugu. Ubaki angaju leksip tak angaju kugati lugu. Tapi lah ikilah kami pahlugu jima. Utik tulugu. Ikinya kutingi juga kekit kai. Tabula kekinnya lak cima tinggit ikan aku tinggung utik nekcut. Tabula ni itingalu kut kubiasa keluta. Aglan, upin mengaklamun aglan, tupin ngabeluta, tabula ngaglan inyong ngalu kut temani. Upin ngakla katak tilu. Tak silya katak tilu, tupin ngalu kut temani. Tupin ngat kubeluta, pingagati kut. Tapi lagi, cerita ni aku nak ini pelajar lain. Ubat anak cerita orang kalau nak doktor nak bukan lau tu nak tak. Cerita ni aku nak atau kalau lain. Inilah, umur lebih lama kita kini nak tak. Ubat nak lama sama, sama umur lebih kau nak tu dah keluar ini nak lagi kita tak dulu dah tu ini nak tak beli. Tapi kalau mayor lu ni ini umur itu nak tak. Tapi lagi unnie berkhidmat tinggi ni tu, makhluk tu orang mikir orang amak lugu, mana seperti kat mana, pemap tu amaga, imam ni seperti keluar keluar pak amaga, keluar keluar tinmi beli tu, seperti kat imam ni tiur kenyang aku keluar pak, tapi ni sekarang ni orang nak unnie ngalikit juga, nak kehilangan minyak tu makhluk tu ke itu koma. Nagliksa ka lo ang lakma. Tapos tatpiko nga lang, mayok lo nga. Ama ako, ama kami lo nga.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm glad you were listening in the car and decided to come down. Thank you. Well, it's 20 after 11. If perhaps this is a good time to adjourn. Did somebody else wish to speak tonight? Well, we'll be resuming at 10:30 o'clock in the morning. The commission will be starting again at 10:30 o'clock tomorrow morning here in the North Slope Borough Assembly Room, and we'll be carrying on all day and then again tomorrow evening at 7:30. And David Florent will be here to answer questions about allotments, but I do hope people listening and those present tonight will come down and talk about land claims, ANCSA, the corporations, what to do about 1991, all of these questions tomorrow as well. I want to thank everybody who spoke this evening. It was, I think, an evening that enabled us all to learn a great deal. And I invite you to come back tomorrow. So thanks again, and we'll adjourn until tomorrow.
Wow, I'll have to look at yours.